Go on to item number 17, which is public forum. We do have one card, Kay Mercer.
Call this one too.
Two cards. You have 3 minutes, Kay.
Told you.
I'll be brief because I know you want to go home, and I live in Paso, and so I would like to go home too. One of the reasons I wanted to come before you is just to kind of give you a very brief update on who the Watershed Coalition is. We have a couple of new members, and our history is we have two coalitions that merged in the fall. One was established about 10 years ago in the Monterey Bay area from a coalition of six county farm bureaus. And then we had another coalition, South of Cuesta Grade, that was formed between five commodity groups. Those merged in the fall, and I kind of wanted to let you know who we are now and sort of who's on our board and who we represent. We actually represent every grower on the Central Coast, regardless of their political affiliation, their organizational affiliation, what commodity they grow, their size, their geography, or the type of farming system they have. That also includes ranchers. So when you work with many of the associations, they will represent a particular subset of farmers. We actually represent them all. We have the same mission. Well, I can tell you who our board is. And we currently have a organic chicken and turkey farmer, a mushroom grower, three nursery and flower growers, two strawberry and Brussels sprout growers, three grape growers, four ranchers, six vegetable growers, and both of the growers shipper associations are members of our board. Our mission pretty much remained unchanged. It is the development and implementation of voluntary, cost-effective, producer-directed programs to protect water quality on the Central Coast. By voluntary, well, you know, growers are now under some sort of a regulate or under the conditional waiver, but voluntary really means they get to make some choices with under that waiver about how they implement water quality. Some of that, we lost a lot of money just like everyone else over the past few months, but we're doing a lot with very little. So I kind of wanted to talk about some of those things. We were asked to go back to D.C. and attend a produce safety. It's called the Produce Safety Project. It's funded by the Pew Foundation to talk about federal food safety regulations. We are participating in a report that's being written by the Nature Conservancy that is also funded by the Pew Foundation, talking about the co-management of water conservation practices and food safety. We're participating in a survey of Central Coast vegetable growers or leafy green growers conducted by the Monterey County RCD that is looking at food safety and management conservation management practices. We've participated in three of the coastal ocean and coast and ocean regional roundtables. We have secured $500,000 in stimulus funding for a food safety water quality project.
Okay, can you wrap this up?
Yep. You guys want to go home?
No, the clock wasn't set. So
okay.
So we did by our own watches, so your time is up.
Our time is up. But I think you get the message. We're doing a lot of things. We're on the ground, and we're doing it with very little money. Starting next year, in about 2 weeks, I'll have 8 watershed coordinators working for me in some capacity. So we're doing a lot of work on the ground as well. Thank you.
I have one question.
Yes.
What's your geographical area?
The Region 3 Central Coast, plus in San Mateo County, we also include all of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. At this point in time, that boundary is still being debated. We still need to.
So it's all of Region 3? Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Yep. Thanks. Good work.
Also includes, all of Region 3, including parts of Ventura County.
Okay,
but
great.
They don't really know.
They don't know
yet.
Quickly,
Mr. Jeffries, I just want to comment that Kay, I've had a chance to get to know Kay in the program and her effort to represent the diversity that she spoke of. And it's, you know, that effort and the information that she's able to convey to the farm and ranch community, those linkages are so essential and so critical. And I recognize that, you know, with the current economic situation, all of our programs are in jeopardy, but there are a few that I feel, you know, we need to pay attention to, the RCDs, and the Farm Bureau hopefully will figure out ways to keep your program going and you know, along.
Well, the irony is they expect our program to keep them going. That's the irony
of
it.
That's interesting. Yeah. But okay. we do appreciate all of the effort that your program has put forward. It's been tremendous.
Thank you. Thank you, Monica.
And Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate if staff could just send to the board more information about this organization at a future time, just some of the background.
Douglas Deitch? Didn't hear any of the calls. Okay. Is there anyone else? Not close the public forum.